This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. Kingdom Ministries was created for the purpose of sharing the message of the gospel of the kingdom of God to inform you and to share with you the good news of God's coming kingdom. For the kingdom is real. The kingdom is literal. The kingdom is going to be established on the earth when Jesus himself returns to the earth. I want you to have get a pencil, a paper, and a Bible, and follow along in the passages we're going to deal with today. I want you to be able to write down the passages so that you can go back and re-examine the scriptures that we're going to be discussing. I want to talk about investments today. Your investment, the number one investment that you would make. And I'd like to have you write down the passage of 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6 through 12. 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 12. And the scripture says, godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either. If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil, and some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But flee from these things, a man of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness, and fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called, and you made a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The Apostle Paul is writing this particular letter to his son in the faith, Timothy. And one of the popular verses that's right smack in the middle of all this is one that is known by a lot of church-going people. And it says the love of money is the root of all evil. And when I want this particular verse, which is happens to be verse 10, is sometimes taken out of context. And it's some people think it's money is the root of all evil. Well, money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of it. But this passage deals with how much emphasis we place on money, how much emphasis we place on riches. The first verse, which is chapter 6, and go back and take a look at it, it says, godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. We brought nothing into the world. We cannot take anything out of it either. We need to learn to be content. God is the source of every good and perfect gift, and we need to learn to trust God day by day for the things that we need. You're all familiar with the news of the horrendous earthquake that struck Haiti, and the humanitarian efforts that are being made by many different people and different groups and organizations to try to help these people who are so destitute, who are destitute with what the world considered worldly goods even before the earthquake, one of the poorest nations in the world compared to what we have in the United States. And yet those people survived. And with what we have, we are such a blessed nation, so rich, so well-to-do, so able to be able to give to help others who are in need. And yet, we have people today in our country that feel the best way to make success, to be successful, and to acquire success is to acquire money, riches. And one survey back, I heard the survey on the radio probably 6 months ago that some people felt the best way to acquire wealth was by playing a lottery. You and I well know that only a few are going to make that, and the odds are not very good at all. What we need as a people, God's people in particular, is to learn to be content. The Apostle Paul shared his view to the Philippian brethren when he wrote to the church at Philippi. He put the needs of himself in proper perspective. It's a passage that I consider the positive outlook passage of Scripture from Philippians chapter 4. Verse 8 in Philippians 4 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. And the things that you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice them, and the God of peace will be with you." Paul goes on to say that I have rejoiced in the Lord. Now greatly your concern for me has revived, where you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am in. I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both to have abundance and to suffer need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Our source of strength comes from God Almighty. And He has given all power and authority to His Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus is coming again. And we need to put our confidence and our trust in Jesus Christ, in the fact and truth that He is coming again, so that whatever comes our way in our world, we can keep our hope and our big picture in mind, that Jesus is coming again, and that's the most important thing. These people in Haiti, a lot of them have lost everything. Many have died. And there have been catastrophic events in our own country. And people, whether through floods or fire or hurricanes, whatever the circumstance, we have had people that have lost everything in our country. And often when they're interviewed, they're thankful that at least they're alive. Stuff, the things of this world are not all that important when put in its proper perspective. So Paul tells us here in 1 Timothy chapter 6 that godliness actually is a means of great gain. When it's accompanied by contentment, learning to be content with what we have. The television media is going to encourage you to want more, buy more, get more. And if you don't buy this particular product, if you don't have this particular latest game or this particular latest phone or latest computer, you're missing out. That's false. The world is telling you a lie. Our contentment comes from putting our confidence in God and letting Him bless us day by day. As the children of Israel in the Old Testament moved into the Promised Land, God warned them not to be too puffed up, not to get too high and mighty with the riches that they might acquire, but to remember where it came from, who was the source, to remember it was God that allowed them to acquire what they had. And we are a blessed country because God has allowed us to acquire great things. We are a blessed country because God has blessed us. But if we do not remain within the confines of Scripture, following what the Word of God says, and we're straying real quick, we're not going to be the blessed country that we think we are. And a lot of people, when they put their emphasis in the wrong place, they lose track of who God is. They lose track of the real purpose in life. Jesus told his disciples to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things of life would be added unto us. God knows what we already need. We need to invest ourselves in God, trust in him, and let him guide us, and not put so much emphasis on the stuff of this world, the things of this world. We need to get our priorities right. If we put our emphasis on God, he will bless us. Ask him to bless you. And as you study and remain faithful, he will do that. May God bless you as you continue to study his word.